This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, look, we love Dan Lanning here. Interview him every Thursday, although this week he will be off recruiting. But he is trending again today, and this has become a thing. And maybe it's just because we're in Oregon.
It's a bit ridiculous. It's a bit much at this point.
Now it's over the top.
Yeah.
Because this week, so he trends every week during midweek, Tuesday or Wednesday, because Oregon puts out its hype game video from the weekend before.
Really good job.
Their cinematic recap series called Ducks versus Them.
And I don't know how they do it, but they get that sucker to... Everybody sees it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they do
it. They release it on every social media channel they have on like Monday or Tuesday evening.
Yeah, I know. I just like Pat McAfee's always talking about I think they send it to specific people to circulate it.
Well, the people are also now expecting it every week. And in this like social media landscape we're in, everyone is content farming. They're all looking for things that'll get clicks and that will drive internet traffic. And this is that.
They do such a good job with it that it gets Dan Lanning trending every week, because this week it's the, oh my God, Dan Lanning, so amazing. Because what happens is they shoot all the behind the scenes stuff, which people just love. They eat it up. Mm-hmm. And we got to see the behind the scenes of how the whole thing came about them jumping around to jump around.
Sure.
And it was in the video. It's like 9-minute video or whatever. And it's really good and really well done. They do it every week. And every week, it causes a stir on social media. Lanning starts trending, and then he becomes the genius of all geniuses, and nobody could ever beat him ever again. Now, I don't know if this is because they're the number one team in the country.
Or it certainly helps.
Just because... I don't know, we're in Oregon and there's a lot of Oregon fans passing it around, and it's a thing with Oregon fans, or if it's a national thing, but it's really getting out of hand. And they asked him about it today. He had a press availability today, and he was asked about it, and he said, look, it doesn't matter. As much as we like him, and he is super likable, he's motivational, he's all these things. He's like, he's tough, he's focused, he's smart, he's detailed, he's a real leader. One of the things that I think that they show very well in those videos is that he's sort of a build them up kind of leader. He is not a Brian Kelly tear them down sort of leader, and I respect that about him. He seems to be kind of the guy in charge that says, hey, I'm with you, not do what I say or you're going to get in trouble type of guy, right?
Yeah.
And I like that. That's a
Me
good
too.
Leader. That said, he even says none of this stuff matters. He says it's all out of hand, and it really doesn't matter all that much. You still got to go out there and execute.
Yeah. But the idea that they're like the headlines, how Dan Lanning weaponized jump around. Oh my God. Like that stuff just, that had nothing to do. Again, right after that was the 4th-and-9 play. And I'm telling you, go back and watch. The Wisconsin kid is 2 inches away from knocking that ball down, and we're not talking about this. And I promise you that them jumping around did not lead to a 2-inch difference in that pass.
And Lanning was the first one to say that had nothing to do with it. Yeah, that was just when it happened to fall.
But we just love narratives, and right now he's the hot girl, and he's making fetch happen. And it's just true. We do this all the time with the kind of the latest thing, and we love trends and we love buzz. And right now, Lanning can do no wrong.
I think he wouldn't do it. It wouldn't be going on if they weren't number one. But also, I think this whole week to week behind the scenes is kind of unique. And so, if they were 7-3, maybe no one cares. But because they're number one and you have the unique content, it just blows up every time.
It's not that unique, though, because Colorado does this. A bunch of teams do it. But the difference is, one, Oregon, I think, does it better than most. And Colorado isn't number one. Oregon is. But like Colorado did this last year. To start the season, and they were like the number one watch team in college football, and then they didn't win. Dude, you can have all the sizzle you want. Jake Paul got 60 plus million people to tune in to watch him fight an old geriatric fart, and that's great. But if the next time Jake Paul goes out and he gets his head bent backwards, we're done watching.
Is it adding pressure? Are they actually in a very inadvertent way hurting Oregon's run here?
I don't think so.
You're growing the army of haters. That's what's happening.
Well, that's certainly happening.
Like you're creating more people that are going to point and laugh when you fall and stumble.
Well, and not only that, but you better win the big one now.
Yes. People,
now you've built this up to where it's like, hey, this guy's so amazing. This team's number one. They're amazing.
And it's a great marketing tool, which I think was the whole point. But now it comes with this other thing that you have all this exposure and people are going to point to it as soon as you stumble.
It's like like DeChambeau when he was doing the I'm going to hit it as far as I can. I'm going to get as big as I can. I'm going to do the weird iron thing. Like, he set himself up and he did the garage workouts and all that. Like, you are going to build haters, but you're also going to be people, you're going to build eyeballs to your program. And I think Oregon and Lanning obviously are very comfortable putting a target on their back, from the floating duck at Big Ten Media Day to the videos, to that team out west, to the jump around thing. They do to shout. They do not have a problem. Say, look at us. We're different here. Come and get us. And I appreciate that, because when you have that sort of bravado, look, you're going to get slayed. It happens. But that sort of confidence and swagger, when you back it up, it's one of the coolest things in sports. Like, I am not a big, that doesn't do a whole lot for me. The flashy thing. I said all along, like, when I was coming out, I would have gone and played for a Mike Riley or a Chris Peterson type. I don't really like the hyper alpha male sort of stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But watching, one of my favorite teams to watch ever was when Miami was rolling. When Miami had it cooking down with the U, I'm sorry, that is must-see theater. From Vinny Testaverde walking out on Penn State, and by the way, they lost that national title game, but you couldn't take your eyes off of it because you're like, oh my God, how awesome is it to watch those guys get taken down? But more often than not, Miami backed it up and they were the bullies, and it was awesome. And I love that Oregon doesn't mind playing the bad guy. They're saying, hey, if you're riding with us, we got all the room on the bandwagon as humanly possible. And if you don't like us, F you, beat us. And that sort of mentality and that sort of bravado, it's like you see this in boxers, you see it in MMA fighters. And I just, there's a reason why Conor McGregor, for whatever you think of him, was the biggest star in MMA history. Because you want to see him either get knocked out or you want to see him knock someone out. And I love it. I love putting the bullseye on your back.
Yeah, I think that the one thing that he does that I'm sure other coaches, I mean, Kirby Smart, I probably came from Kirby Smart.
Yeah.
because they seem to do this in the biggest moments. But the one thing that I think he's really good at that is highlighted in these videos is how he and his other coaches, they tend to lean into the moments that should create or could create anxiety or pressure for their players. Like, they go right to those moments and they embrace them. And they basically always just go back to, I've been watching those videos every week. They go back to technique, fundamentals. Yep. We practice for this. All you have to do to get to weather this storm, to get through this moment, to come back and win this game, to make this drive happen, is technique and fundamentals. So the moments where pressure may get to a kid or they may start to think too much, they simplify it. He's really good at that.
And it works.
Yeah,
and I've never played in a national championship game or anything like that. I stood on the sideline in some big NFL games. But I remember, like, being at Alabama, Florida State, we were playing the defending national champions. And when Chief Osceola comes out with the horse and the spear, the flaming spear, and sticks that in the ground, and everyone starts the, and you get 80,000 people doing that. You can say all you want that stuff doesn't affect you, but there's a little bit of you where you're like, ooh, like there's a chill that runs down your spine. Like, you try to block it out and you're like, dude, we're going to go shock the world. Dude, it's a hostile environment. There's a reason why places like that are hard to go win. Autzen Stadium is a tough place to go. Go ask Ohio State. That place is rocking. So yes, if you as a coach, and I thought that was a real good thing that you said, when you can lean into those moments and you can take away the anxiety and you can be like, hey, this is what we do, this is what we embrace. It's the whole cooking on their grill thing. Little things like that, absolutely.
You know what? I'm going
to
cook on your grill.
And to a kid and to a recruit, they eat that up.
As opposed to, and again, I always go back to Brian Kelly because he's such an ass.
Yes.
Jumping in your huddle and going, right here, do what I say right here. And, you know, it's, I don't know, there's just ways to motivate and there's ways to do it. And I think Dan Lanning and his staff, they do it really, really well. Yeah. And so it's not like there's no substance to it. I just wonder how much, like, it's kind of getting over the top now.
A little bit, yeah.
But, you know, the flip side of that is they've already done one of these for the Big Ten title game.
Yeah.
You know, he is looking for the most minute little advantage anywhere he can get it.
Yeah.
And earlier in the year, when they went to Purdue, they stayed at the hotel in Indianapolis.
They'll stay at.
And so he's already got them thinking, hey, we want to be back here. Yeah. You're familiar with this.
You've been here before.
A little bit more comfortable.
Yep.
You know, it's just.
Think about that Ohio State game and how close that was and the margins, right? Stuff like that. In college football, 90% of the time when you're a team like Oregon, you just win because you're better. But when you play a team that's equal to you, it's one in the margins. Yeah. And that's a guy that wants from the penalty thing, right, to the hotel. That guy wants to win every margin. And maybe if you put enough of those together, just a 1%, a half a percent, you put enough of those together, and that's the difference between...
Well, you just don't know what will be the difference.
Exactly. And so you cover all your bases, whereas, like, what was the Embiid right now in the NBA is getting called out because I guess he's late to everything. And you see this a lot with star players, and they're like, well, why does that matter? And it's really hard to get all of the little things right, or all the big things right, when you don't do the little things.
Yeah.
You really...
And he preaches that.
Yes. It's the teams that have attention to detail, and all the little things get taken care of, and it's amazing how often those little things lead to the big things falling in place, as opposed to the attitude of, that stuff doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. That's what ends up costing you, maybe not in the immediate, but somewhere down the road, that lack of detail comes back and bites you in the ass. I mean, BYU, it was a great team, but it's their season's on the line at 4th and 4, 4th and 5, and they jump off sides.
Yeah.
You see that all the time, and you're just like, there's your undefeated season right there.
Vancouver Ford text line 503-864-6326. A few thoughts on this we'll get to from you coming up next. Lanning trending again today, and we'll get to some NFL. Hey, there is a first time for everything. That's coming up next hour on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.